out to red at the edges, a sunset spectrum. These are all the textures you need. The sting of the smoke in the air, the figures dancing on the screen before your eyes, the padding of the silk soft against the coarse rope, the thumping of the blood in your ears as you come closer and closer, the sweet burst of citrus on your tongue to pull you back from there to here before the point of no return. It works every time. You know you're safe, alone. Behind the locked door, just you and the glorious summit you're about to reach, only a few beats away. 1. The October sky lies grey above me, and my wheelie bag's heavy, but I wait for the bus and count my blessings. The trial is finished. Kicked out at half-time after a legal argument on the basis of insufficient evidence. It's always pleasing to get one up on the prosecution, and my client's over the moon. And the biggest plus of all, it's Friday, weekend, home time. I've been planning for this. I'm doing things differently tonight. One drink, two at the most, then I'm off. The bus pulls up, and I make my way back over the Thames. Once I arrive at Chambers, I go straight to the clerk's room and wait for them to notice me, amidst the ringing phones and whir of the photocopier. At last, Mark looks up.
Evening, miss. The solicitor called. They're well pleased you got that robbery kicked out.
Thanks, Mark, I say. The ID evidence was crap. I'm glad it's done, though.
Good result. Nothing for Monday, but this is coming for you.
He gestures down to a slim pile of paper sitting on his desk, tied together with pink tape. It doesn't look very impressive.
That's great, thank you. What is it?
A murder. And you're leading it, he says, handing the papers over with a wink. Nice one, miss.
He walks out of the room before I can reply. I stand holding the bundle, clerks and pupils moving past me in the usual Friday rush. A murder. Leading my first murder. What I've been building up to all my professional life.
Alison! Alison!
With an effort, I focus on the speakers.
Are you coming for a drink? We're on the way.
Sankar and Robert, both barristers in their 30s, with a collection of pupils trailing behind them.
We're meeting Patrick at the dock.
Their words sink in.
Patrick? Which Patrick? Briars? No, Saunders. Eddie's just finished a case with him and they're celebrating. That fraud? It's finally come to an end. Right. I'll just put these away. See you in there.
Clutching my brief, I walk out of the room, keeping my head down. My neck's flushed warm, and I don't want anyone to spot the red blotches. Safely in my room, I shut the door and check my face. Lipstick on. Flush toned down with powder. Hands too shaky for eyeliner, but I brush my hair and reapply scent. No need to carry the stench of the cells with me. I push the papers to the back of the desk. Straighten the photograph frame I've nudged out of line. Friday night drinks. But I'm only going for one. Tonight, it's going to go to plan. Our group fills half the bar's basement, a dingy place frequented by criminal lawyers and their clerks. As I walk down the stairs, Robert waves his glass at me, and I sit down next to him.
Wine?
Wine, definitely. Only one, though. I want to be home early tonight.
No one comments. Patrick hasn't said hello. He's sitting on the opposite side of the table, engrossed in conversation with one of the pupils, that Alexia, holding a glass of red wine. Distinguished. Handsome. I force myself to look away.
Looking good, Alison. Had a haircut?
Sankar's buoyant.
Don't you think she's looking good, Robert? Patrick? Patrick!
More emphasis. Patrick doesn't look up. Robert turns from talking to one of the junior clerks, nods and toasts me with his pint.
Well done on the murder. Leading it too. You'll be a QC before you know it, didn't I tell you, after you did so well in the Court of Appeal last year?
Let's not get carried away, I say. But thank you. You seem in a good mood. My voice is cheerful. I don't care if Patrick noticed me coming in or not.
Well, it's